is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad, the big noise, is here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. It is indeed another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And Lundy apparently got the memo. You had to wear a gray top on the show with a button scheme very similar. You leave the top button unbuttoned and let the chest breathe, because it's ungodly hot last night. Oh, congratulations, Edmonton, for staying alive. I appreciate the flash there of the bare breasts by one Nathaniel Lundy. With that imagery dancing in your head, if you're not watching on YouTube, honk, honk, let's hop aboard the Plus Bus and give out our favorite plus 100 odds or greater wager on this very freaky Friday. Lundy, what are you looking at?
Let's look to the ice, shall we? As Edmonton did, in fact, decide to force a game six, they will be at home this evening. For me, when it comes to the postseason of sports, Brad, first of all, going in order from top to bottom, best thing possible, overtime in a game seven in hockey, right? Doesn't get any better than that, right? Yeah. I mean, just like you're on the edge of your seat, your heart's pounding, you probably peed yourself, you're afraid to get up to leave the couch because you might miss something. Second on that list is just a game seven in general. But oh, what if we get overtime in a game six? Same kind of excitement, obviously, because we are talking about an elimination game, right? So you get into that overtime situation. Florida puts one in the back of the net. Boom, it's over. The cup is there. He's got his fancy gloves on. He brings it out and hands it to the players, and then they get their sweatiness all over it. Always makes me laugh that he comes out in perfectly white gloves with the Stanley Cup and then hands it to dudes that have been growing their beards for 2 months. Yeah. They're sweaty. They're nasty. And they're getting stuff all over it. But then again, 2 years ago, my Avalanche dented the cup while they were trying to celebrate. So I remember that fondly. Folks, if you're looking for this one, I recommend going to FanDuel. As you see on the screen, it is a plus 340 for tonight's game to go to overtime in Edmonton. The reason I point that out is because over at BetMGM, it's 310, and over at Caesars, it's 290. So you're getting a little bit of extra juice at FanDuel. If you believe, like I do, that this is going to be a slugfest, this would wind up being the first overtime that we have seen in this finals, and I think we are due for one out of these two teams. So I'm going to play it at a plus 340 over at FanDuel for us to get that extra frame tonight in the land of the oil.
Oh, man, that is some sexy juice right there. But I see your plus 340, and I raise you to plus 1,000, Lundy. Yeah, let's get seduced by that juice here on a Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Mark Hanna, who represents the Detroit Tigers. He's been cleanup primarily in that lineup right now. I say he jacks a home run against the Chicago White Sox. And again, that is 10-1 odds, extraordinarily so, at BetMGM. Great history. And it's a number two starter for the Southsiders and Eric Fetty. He's faced him nine times. He has slapped six hits. One of those six hits was for a home run to go along with a 1,667 OPS. Now, Fetty's been damn good this year. He has allowed 0.93 home run per nine mark on the season, but on the road, a little bit higher at 1.09, only a 35.3% hard hit rate. And yeah, Canna's got not so stirring 129 ISO on the season. He's only jacked six over the fence the entire year, but plus 1,000, given the history and knowing it's Chicago, the basement dollars, why the hell not on a Friday? Mark Hanna to slap one over the fence at plus 1,000 at BetMGM with those juicy bets on the board. Let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to a sport again that Lundy knows nothing remotely about. But I am hoping that Kelsey Plum is not going to bear a whole lot of fruits tonight on the late night tip for the Las Vegas Aces taking on the Connecticut Sun, who've been surprise sensations in the W to say the least this season. I say she hits the under on 21.5 points. And rebounds, actually, it's not even rebounds. That is a typo. It is assists because the rebounds is not even available for Plum because she only gets like one or two a game. So it's 21.5 assists on the under on that prop. And I think that is going to cash at a minus 112 juice there at FanDuel Sportsbook. The reason being is this. The Connecticut Sun are numero uno in fewest points per game allowed, fewest assists per game allowed, and they are numero uno as well in overall defensive rating in the W, giving up just 0.908 points per possession. Now, my esteemed colleague on Live Line, Cameron Smith, has said the Sun benefited from a cakewalk schedule. Maybe this rough and tumble road they're about to partake in starting tonight is going to show their true colors. But I think they're going to rise the occasion and play at least above average defense, because they have done that on a per possession basis all stinking season long. You look at Kelsey Plum, she's been under 21.5 combined points and assists in four of her last six games. I think it's going to be like maybe four dimes. That number is at 4.5 on the standard line, and it's a juice to the under. If you want to bet that individually at plus 100 to bet MGM under 4.5 assists, be my guess. And at 16.5 points, I think she hits under that as well. I think it's like 15-4 tonight. That's 19. That's well south of 21.5 needed. That is my play on Kelsey Plum under 21.5 points and assists. A representative for the Las Vegas Aces taking on the Connecticut Sun. Minus 112 juice at FanDuel. Lundy, fade or follow.
The funny part is, as much as I do not follow the statistical relevance of some of these bets that you continue to do at number five on the countdown, when I first saw that in the script, I was like, she doesn't really get any rebounds.
It's like one or two a game.
I was like, that's got to be a weird stat. Yeah. I'm glad that you managed to get that one fixed. Yeah, I mean, it's a freaky Friday. I've already pulled my shirt up. So, sure, I'll follow you.
Oh, let's get freaky deaky. Let's get lost in Las Vegas. Have you seen the size of casinos? It's very easy to do that.
Number four.
All right, Numero Quattro here on the Fade of Five countdown. Let's go to the world of Major League Baseball. And I'm feeling quite witty, Lundy. Bobby Witt Jr. giving the over 1.5 total bags in Tejas, taking on the Rangers. A little baby seduced by the juice. Even money plus 100 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. He's going against Nathan Eovaldi. Great history against him. 4-for-9 lifetime with a 1,333 OPS, and he is one of the hottest hitters in the bigs. Witt, over the last 30 days, batting .354, sizzling right now, to say the least. And he has got over 1.5 total bags in 7 of his last 10 games. So continue to ride that hot hand. You look at Eovaldi. A 4.34 ERA over the last four games only spikes the confidence in this. So given the history, given the very scorching bat that Bobby Witt Jr. has exhibited here of late, and given Eovaldi's tepidness in terms of his production here the last four rotation turns, says Bobby Witt over 1.5 total bases, split a gap or two, my friend, and it cashes in at plus 100 at DraftKings. Good sir. Fade or follow.
One of my favorite guys to bet on over the course of the last few weeks. Built him into several parlays, sometimes just hit parlays, right? Grab a trio of guys, just get on base safely. You don't necessarily need a double. You don't necessarily need him to go yard. You just need him to get on base. He's usually pretty consistent for that. He's also a great guy for an HRR bet. If you're looking for the hits, runs, and RBIs, just because of his spot in the batting order and the fact that he's been hitting really well. So Witt is a good one to be able to play. I like this matchup against Eovaldi. I had it starred when I was starting to look at the games for today. And I think this is a really solid play. One of my favorites.
Bobby Witt, be the shit.
Number three.
All right, Numero Tres here on the Fade Five countdown. It's mandatory when I have Lundy on. We got to talk about a Colorado Pebble. And this one, shockingly enough, with a positive tone. And that is one Ryan McMahon, who has been mashing the baseball here of late. Give the over, same prop as we have with Bobby Witt Jr. 1.5 total bases, taking all the Washington Nationals there at Coors Field, plus 125. Handsome juice available at DraftKings Sportsbook. McMahon, a guy also sizzling right now at the dish. He is at the over 1.5 total bags in 6 of his last 8 games. In fact, much of those efforts have been multi-hit performances for him. And he is going against a left-handed pitcher in DJ Hers of the Washington Nationals. And that's a great matchup for McMahon, because he is killing Southpaw pitchers this season, batting 321 with a 940 OPS. He's hitting 346 over the last 7 days. And look at DJ Hers, the young portsider, a guy against left-handed hitters. And usually lefty-on-lefty matchup, you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to take the opposite of anything positive with the hitter, but not in this case, because Hers giving up a 400 batting average and 855 OPS against hook hitters. Only a 35.3 hard hit rate allowed so far in his young career, but again, it's Coors Field. The thermometer is going to be climbing there in the high desert region of Colorado. So as a result, elevation rise to the occasion once again with Ryan McMahon over 1.5 total bases against the Nats, plus 125 at DraftKings. Lundy, bury your bias because it's usually quite negative when it comes to all things Rockies. Fade or follow?
Well, no, I mean, but you can still, I mean, folks have been able to find dollar signs with Tovar.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlie Blackman's on a hit streak right now. And McMahon has certainly been there. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw this out there. I know that sometimes when folks do different player props, you know that there's a lot of guys out there in the industry, Brad and I've talked about it before, where they ladder things. So if you're new to it, like pitching, for example, you might go, all right, I think the guy's going to go over 4.5 strikeouts, right? But then maybe you also sprinkle a little bit of a bet on 6 and a little bit of a bet on 7. That's the ladder bet. I don't really have a terminology for it other than there's occasions when on the baseball diamond, I will actually do the equivalent of going all in on a particular player. If I think they've got the right matchup, if I think things are going well, they're on a little bit of a streak. And I think Ryan McMahon is that guy. So I like what you've got because of the fact that on the total basis, you've got yourself sitting at a plus 125. But I'm going to throw two others out there that I want you to look at over at BetMGM because their juice is extremely favorable. First and foremost, plus 170 for an RBI. Plus 170 for McMahon to have an RBI. You talked about what he's done over the course of the last 8 games. He's got 6 RBI over the course of his last 8 games. And obviously playing at Coors plays into it. If you did not see the 462-foot moonshot that he launched yesterday against the Dodgers, good Lord, that ball was absolutely tattooed when it left the bat. And so look, he's playing on that. Brad already talked about the fact that it's going to be warm here today. That plays into that ball flying at Coors Field. So plus 170 for him to have an RBI. So if you like the total bases, why not maybe sprinkle something there because of the payday? And then over at BetMGM, the extra juice is available compared to the other books. Brad, I'm going to take it at plus 525 for another round tripper.
Wow. That's considerable juice.
Yeah, I mean, that's some solid juice right now for a guy that's seeing the ball really well. He's in the middle of a homestand. Like I said, he launched that one yesterday against the Dodgers. And, you know, I just feel like you've got a pretty good shot that he might do it again, especially in this matchup against the Nats. So play the total bases. I'm totally with you on that one, but you might want to consider the escalators and going all in on this guy. Throw a little something on the RBI, and I definitely think at plus 525. That's hella juice for a guy that's leading the Rockies in home runs right now with 13.
Yeah, make some money with McMahon and make some more dollar bills, hopefully, with the advice doled out at thegamingjuice.com. Go to that site right now and sign up. It's absolutely free. Don't pay a stinking dime. We got soccer bets from our esteemed EIC Joe Lago. Lundy's hockey bets are there. We've got additional hockey content going on. Of course, I'm cranking out WNBA selections almost every single day right now. The MLB every stinking day. We got golf. We've had horse racing. In season, of course, we'll have the NFL. We already got some team preview content up. Just posted a brand new 3-point stance on the LA Rams last night. So get all the content right now at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the feed. 5 countdown. Let's go the north side. We got some day action, and it is going to be sweltering in Chicago. I walked out. It is a sauna in central Illinois. I walked Kirby the Gambler this morning, my corpulent Norfolk Terrier. He turned around and looked at me about halfway through the walk, sat his ass down, and said, I'm not budging another inch. You're going to have to carry me home. So I plucked him and did exactly that because it's so unbearable. Temp's going going to be approaching about 95, 96 degrees downstate, probably going to be in the low 90s on the north side in Chicago. Wind is going to be somewhat low in this game, so I don't think it's going to play a major impact, but the ball could be jumping. But regardless, all this SGP, come with me. If you are buying what I am selling, Konnichiwa, Shota Imanaga, give me the over on 17 and a half outs. Will he complete six innings? I say yes, he does. Against the Grimace Influence Mets, or are they still Grimace Influence? Because a winning streak is over with. And give me the Cubs to dish out another L to the Mets. I say they get the win. So a little simple two-legger plus 125 juice there at MGM. I know the Cubs have been on the circle bus offensively here for really like about the last 6 to 8 weeks. They're bottom five in WRC plus, but I think they're going to rise the occasion today, given the conditions of the ball we're really going to be carrying at Wrigley Field. Now, Shota Imanaga is a guy that has given up a home run or two here and there, but largely doesn't burn him because he's a very efficient pitcher and a guy that eats up innings, especially at Wrigley Field. 1.31 home ERA this season. To get this, Lundy, this is not exaggeration. This is real, and it is indeed spectacular. 44-2 strikeout to walk split in his starts at Wrigley. That is insane in the membrane. He's got at least 19 outs in six of his last nine games. All we need is six. I know the Mets are number six in WRC plus, averaging 5.9 runs per game in the last couple of weeks, but a 44-2 strikeout to walk split says even if he gets somewhat rocked early on, maybe gets a four or five earned runs, the pitch count is not going to swell. He's probably going to stay in the game for six innings. So Imanaga over 17 and a half outs, and the Cubs, I believe, get the victory at home in front of a rowdy and raucous Friday crowd at Wrigley, plus 125 at BetMGM. Good sir. Fader follow.
Yeah, that summer solstice being celebrated in the bleachers across the street. Yeah, they're going to be loaded.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Friday afternoon at Wrigley.
They'll get drunker quicker because it's so damn hot outside.
Yes, exactly, because you're just trying to quench your thirst as quickly as you possibly can. So, yeah, I like this one. I think Imanaga definitely winds up lasting. I like the Cubs on the money line. Again, maybe influence. Maybe the players. Maybe Haps, you know, locking and loading an old style in between innings. I mean, let's go straight up old school baseball here, folks. And have some fun with it. Get drunk in between innings. Why not?
Oh, I think Ian Happ is going to help the Cubs cause. So, yeah, throw back about a dozen beers. Let's celebrate a Cubs victory in Imanaga going six strong.
Number one.
Numero uno on today's edition of the Fade at Five podcast. Let's go to Kirby's Dreamland. Yeah, George Kirby of the Seattle Mariners. I'm going to live in the land down under on just a half a walk against the Miami Marlins. Will he issue a free pass and say, no, he won't. Not so fast, my friend. Plus 125 if that does occur. Available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. He is a Monet on the mound. George Kirby, that's how I describe him. A guy that usually hits his spots, really paints the corner. And you look at Miami, a team that has high contact, a team that doesn't really walk a whole lot. They are free swinging in nature. They have a top five K percentage over the last couple of weeks, and they have the second worst base on balls percentage, Lundy, during that same stretch, earning a free pass only 4.8% of their plate appearances. So very impatient at the dish, to say the least. You look at George Kirby, 0.94 walks per nine mark on the season, and it's even lower away from the Great Northwest, 0.82 in that category. He has not issued a walk at 8 of 15 starts this season. Outstanding strike zone percentage of 53.8% means, again, he's got to break out the brush, paint those corners, and not issue a single free pass. So my number one play on this Friday, George Kirby. Oh, same name as my dog. He's so adorable and cute. He's got to be panting and putting some pennies into my pocket with the under a half a walk in Miami against the Marlins, plus 125 at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
Folks, are you paying attention? Did you see what he did here? Kirby under a half a walk. Kirby refused to go for a walk this morning.
He did.
Do you see how Brad decided to correlate it into his own life? I guarantee you, before the walk, folks, this was not going to be his number.
No, it was a sign. It was a sign from the corpulent Norfolk Terror that I love and adore.
Yeah, it's a sign. I'm just saying. Look for the signs. Brad found the signs, probably while picking up dog shit off the yard.
I was also listening to Ace of Base, just so you know. I saw the sign on my iPod. So.
Yeah, now that song's stuck in my head, and I hate that freaking song. sure, I'll roll with you on this one. I told you sometimes stuff like this, the under a half a walk, something like that, even for a guy like Kirby. I get a little bit more nervous when it's on the road. So I get your logic. This is probably one that I would not play just because the start is on the road. You get some, you know, the guy gets clipped in the elbow and all of a sudden it's hit by a pitch. It's like, I don't know. Weird stuff happens. Okay. Uh-huh. Weird stuff happens. I like where your head's at. I'll stay away from this one. I already told you, I'm going all in on Ryan McMahon. I think I'm just going to empty the bank account on Rymac, which probably, if that happens, it means he's going to go 0-for-3 with a walk.
Or Golden Sombrero is going to be atop his head by the end of the game. So there you go. All right, Lundy, bonus time, bonus time. A lot of other action, maybe in the Stanley Cup Final, meaningful game. Will the party get underway? For the Florida Panthers, who knows? Will Edmonton live to see another day? Oh, my goodness. It could be spectacular on the ice. You got some action on the diamond, and I guarantee you got nothing else on W, but do share.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the W at this point. I'm going to go ahead and let that one just roll. I'm going to let you have some fun with that one. I will stay away from it. Let me go back to the ice, and then I've got a couple for you on the diamond. Let me start. Last we spoke, folks, on our Tuesday edition of the podcast, I told you that you could not keep Matthew Tkachuk down. I was correct. He did score, and we did manage to score some pretty nice value with him at a +220 for that anytime goal. So I got two different ways that I think you can play him this evening. First and foremost, +225 for him to score again. And I'm going to go ahead and play that one. I'm going to go straight back to that well, because I do think, especially in hockey, we've talked about this before, maybe not to the same extent in the final or in the playoffs, but guys tend to score, tend to get points in bunches. So I am going to go right back to that well again at a +225. That's what I found him at this morning in terms of an anytime goal. But if you want to go a little bit, maybe a little bit safer, here's an SGP that is just a simple two-leg tonight in Edmonton. Give me the aforementioned Matthew Tkachuk for a point. That's it. Doesn't matter if it's an assist or a goal. Just be a part of scoring this evening. Give me Matthew Tkachuk for a point. And then do the same with Evan Bouchard, by the way, of the Edmonton Oilers to have a point. He's coming off of three assists in Game 5. And over the course of the postseason, he has 32 points.
Wow.
Bouchard is, shall we say, en fuego when it comes to being a part of the score sheet. And of those 32 points, by the way, 26 of them are apples. So he's one of those guys that's just kind of around the puck when stuff is happening. So if you take Tkachuk for a point, you take Bouchard for a point. I did that as a simple two-legger over at DraftKings. It's a +128 when you build that one. I already gave you how much I love Ryan McMahon. Hopefully you can play around and have some fun with that one. The other guy that's got a absolutely fantastic matchup for this evening is Trevor Lanark. He's got a good pitching matchup. He is on the road, but look, it's Oakland. And so you never know exactly what's going to happen there. He's +400 for a home run. I think that's probably worth about a quarter unit bet, but I'll definitely take him on the total base prop. And I was playing it in multiple places. I can't remember exactly where I snagged it, but he's got a great total base prop opportunity for you today. I would absolutely take that one. You already stole my thunder with Canacorn. You already stole. I had him written down here too.
For a home run?
You already took him. I had him on total bases. I did have him on total bases.
Yeah, but that's still a plus number, right?
Yeah. But, you know, +1,000 for a home run. I'm as soon as you pointed that out to me, because I would have thought, okay, fine. He's going to be sitting at like a 550, something like that, 600 maybe, because to your point, he's only got a half a dozen so far this season. But again, look at the history. And, you know, it's the White Sox. Why not? So there's a handful more that you can be able to do there. There's also a couple of boosts out there for game six tonight in the NHL that require you on an SGP standpoint to add a couple of legs. I gave you the Bouchard and the Tkachuk one. I'll build one. I'll get it up on the spreadsheet for you later. That way, if you are somebody that's got one of those like 25, 33, whatever percent boosts to be able to do an SGP for game six tonight, I'll try to give you something that I like that you can try to cash in. But I definitely will have Tkachuk and Bouchard as a part of two of those legs. Most of them require you to do at least three, sometimes four. But I'll try to put something together for you guys that you can sprinkle a little bit of a bet on this evening to have some fun on the ice. Great baseball. By the way, yeah. Shout out and absolutely like sombrero sized hat tip to the MLB for what they did last night in honoring Willie Mays, in honoring the history of the Negro Leagues, like spectacular what they did last night. I thought it was so cool. Absolutely loved it. Like I got chills thinking about it right now. So I just want to give, I give the MLB a lot of grief for a lot of their crap, not the least of which is Angel Hernandez. But they killed it last night. Great job. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah. Shout out to Josh Gibson, Satchel Paige, and one of my favorite names of all time, Cool Papa Bell, Negro League legends, just had their official stats added to the official record books of Major League Baseball. I've had a lot of fun digging into some of those absurd numbers those guys posted back in the day. All right, let's get to my team. Most parlay play of the day in the world of Major League Baseball in the freeway series in the City of Angels between the Dodgers and the Angels. So while this SGP, come with me if you're buying what I am selling. Leg numero uno, give me the LA Dodgers on the money line. Number two in WRC Plus are the Dodgers over the last couple of weeks. Lundy, they have won 10 straight games in this series. And since the year 2020, they're 17-3 against the Angels. That is crazy. LAA, respectable number seven at WRC Plus. But I think Landon Knack, and what a last name that is, K-N-A-C-K, is that a knack for not giving up a whole lot of runs. 2.61 ERA so far this season, respectable 2.67 strikeout to walk split. Of course, the sizzling bat of Shohei Ohtani. Teoscar Hernandez is really heating up. Freddie Freeman does a ton of damage. They're going to put some runs on the board. I think they get the win. Can they win 10 straight against the Angels few years?
And you, real quick, before you wrap this up, Knack making his first start in like 2 months, right? Because he went down to AAA, coming right back up. Let me just interject right now. Folks, Shohei Ohtani is plus 310 for a home run in his first game against his former team. Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, good, excellent call there. I probably should get Shohei Ohtani added to this on Total Bags, but I'm a coward. Anyway, I digress. So Dodgers, leg number uno on the money line. Leg numero dos, Patrick Sandoval, two or more walks. He's done this in five of his last six starts. He's got a 4.48 walks per nine mark on the road this season. And the Dodgers, they have the second highest base on balls percentage the last couple of weeks at 11.3%. And leg numero tres, it's not Shohei to get a hit. It's Will Smith. I'm getting jiggy with it. I think he's going to slap one in the outfield. A guy that tears up left-handed pitchers. That's who Patrick Sandoval is. He's batting 364 as Smith with a 1,115 OPS against Port Siders this year. 2-for-3 lifetime against Sandoval. I understand he's only batting 167 his last 15. I understand he's only got a hit 11 of his last 18 games. But I'm going to maximize the matchup. Hopefully that will come through. So to recap, three-legged without Shohei, Dodgers money line, Sandoval, two or more walks, Will Smith to get ahead, plus 192 at DraftKings. And when you smash that boost button on the parlay, that's how you get that very attractive plus 192 juice. Otherwise, it's plus 160. All right, elsewhere in bonus time, couple of quick plays for you. Also one more in Major League Baseball. Bobby Witt, I said he's gonna, you know, get the over 1.5 total bags. If you're not buying what I'm selling there, I say on a two-legger, he gets a hit. And I say Dylan Cease issues a pair walks. You put those together at DraftKings, plus 111. Witt's got a hit in 18 of his last 20 games. He's batting 354 in the last 30 days, 4-for-9 lifetime against Nathan Eovaldi. And Dylan Cease, yeah, he's got a much lower walks per nine mark compared to other years in his career, 2.70. But at home, that number spikes to 3.03. He has issued a pair of walks in 8 starts this season. He's taken on the Brewers, who he walked 5 times at a start in Milwaukee back in April, and the Brewers, one of the most patient teams, the Bigs, number 3 in base on balls percentage, 11.2% for the last couple of weeks. So Bobby Witt to get a hit, Dylan Cease 2 or more walks, plus 111. And last and not least, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark going toe-to-toe for the third time on Sunday in the Windy City. I think Angel Reese right now is a supreme value on the Rookie of the Year line market. Plus 1,200, the best odds at Caesars Sportsbook. Everybody's like throwing out guarantee, lock, easy money on Caitlin Clark at minus 900 for her to take home the hardware. There's no value there. The value resides with Reese. She has been a double-doubles machine. I believe it's like 8 straight games she's got a double-double. She is going to threaten the double-doubles record in a season, which is 18, and she's more than halfway or almost halfway there and could be halfway there with another double-double coming this weekend against a Fever team that didn't play a lick of defense. So for her to win Rookie of the Year, it's plus 1,200. If the Sky show up and show out, get the victory against the Fever, I think you're going to see that number shrink to below 10-1. So if you want to try to get the best odds, again, go to Caesars right now, plus 1,200 for Angel Reese to win Rookie of the Year. All right, I'm out of breath. We are out of time here on the Feed 5 Podcast. Do us a favor. Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, feed or follow us on the X. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Go and sign up for an account today at thegamingjuice.com. Have a great weekend. And as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.